Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dean Gorder, Executive Director for the North Dakota Trade Office.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about ag. You mentioned the pulse crops or the dry beans, and that's actually what kind of prompted this interview. Just talk to me a little bit about that market. I call it an emerging market or a growing market or the next big market. What's your thoughts on something like that?
Well, it is emerging, but it's been around a long time, obviously. So, you know, my family farming history goes back, 120 years in North Dakota. But really, for about the last 35, dry beans have been one of the staples that have been grown on the farm in northeastern North Dakota. And it's pretty much always been the case that those are consumed in countries outside of the U.S. Some are consumed here, but by far the majority are consumed outside. What we're now seeing is, you know, the crop diversity with the peas, both yellow and green peas, chickpeas, and lentils. There's been significant growth in those markets for two reasons. One is that they are consumed, you know, in many places around the world where there's high population. But secondly, they've been profitable. So as any good business person, you know, if you're not making money on corn and soybeans, you look for other alternatives. Some of those pulse crops, peas, lentils, especially do very well in the middle to western part of North Dakota, and they're a high-value crop. So it's really taken on a lot of steam, and you know, we work with the processors primarily and help them find export markets.
I'm doing a story on the pulse crops with Minot. There's United Pulse or HMG or
AGT.
AGT.
Alliance Grain Traders.
Yeah. I apologize. They just changed their name recently. And I always knew them as United Pulse.
Sure.
But the city of Minot set aside some land, and it sounds like they're going to be building either the largest in North America or even the world, a processing plant. Are you familiar with this?
I have. I've been through their existing facility, and they're taking, you know, you always hear the term value-added agriculture. Well, what AGT is doing in Minot truly is value-added, and what they're doing is they're taking a pea, and they're breaking it up, and then the products that they sell are pea protein, pea starch, and pea fiber. And so those, you know, all have different markets, much of it local. For instance, the pet food industry is a huge buyer of pea proteins, things like that. But they, you know, it's that's truly an evolution in the pulse industry, what AGT is doing by, you know, really, really changing the value of that pea that comes off the field.
Well, having a manufacturing plant here in North Dakota be more beneficial to the farmers because of the distance?
Well, yeah, it's you know, everything's based on competition. So if you're a typical grain elevator, for the lack of a better term, that's buying peas and then putting them in a boxcar and shipping them somewhere, you know, you can really only pay X. If you're taking that same bushel of peas, but you're changing the value of that, you know, now multiple products, that does give you more flexibility to pay more to get a premium product or to fill the orders that you might have, et cetera, et cetera. So certainly, yes, the producer benefits.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dean Gorder, Executive Director for the North Dakota Trade Office, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crowe, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Catch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The Cannabis Caucus is a 12-part series devoted to educating and informing the public about cannabis, hemp, medicine, and how the industry impacts the economy. There are 24 states with a comprehensive medical cannabis program, and over 20 states are indicating it will be on their 2016 general election ballot. 17 states allow the cultivation of hemp. Plus, there are some passing cannabis policies within their own state government. And then there are the 4 states that allow recreation. It seems no matter where you turn, the cannabis domino has fallen. The Cannabis Caucus interviews law enforcement officers, policymakers, dispensary owners, medical doctors, activists, and those living and working within the industry on a day-to-day basis. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm an award-winning journalist, executive producer, and talk show host. And this is the Cannabis Caucus 2016. In this very special edition of the Cannabis Caucus 2016, we talk with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union.
Commissioner Goring made a great statement to me, which he said he wishes that they would pass the industrial hemp legislation so that North Dakota could now sell to the number one importer of hemp, which is the United States. Is that true? I mean, what are your thoughts about that in terms of the United States being the number one consumer of hemp?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's relatively a small market, but it's in excess of $100 million. I mean, there's a real industry. As I indicated earlier, Jason, I think the bulk of this is out in California. I haven't paid as much attention to this, to the dynamics of this industry since I've been out here, but that was certainly the case for many, many years. There's a fairly large company out in California that buys hemp, both fiber and seed, from other countries, predominantly China, turns it into, you know, soaps and perfumes and snacks and clothing and you name it. And there's a good market for it. I mean, hemp is it's extremely strong. It's very durable. As clothing goes, it wears much better than things like cotton. I mean, it's very, very strong. It lasts a long time. There was a time, you know, when the federal government had an initiative underway to encourage farmers to grow hemp during the early World War, because it was a crop that was used widely. It was used for tents for soldiers. It was used for the rigging and ships, the sails, in the early days, the ropes, all that kind of stuff. It was a strategic material for the war effort, and so there were actually efforts underway to encourage farmers as a part of your patriotic responsibility as an American to grow industrial hemp to support the war.
And that was Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. To listen to the full-length interview or other special features, a part of our 12-part series on the Cannabis Caucus 2016, visit our parent company's website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist, executive producer, and talk show host. And I thank you folks for tuning in to the Cannabis Caucus 2016, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.